Yeah, I mean, it came to an end a little bit earlier than we wanted it to. But kind of knowing that going into the last game, everybody was able to just kind of play free. And, you know, it was one of the really the funnest and most together games we played as a group.
What does that say to the culture that Chip Kelly has put together here in the last 2 years?
It just says that I think, the individuals in this room really truly like each other and play for each other. And that's rare, you know, in the NFL, you know, with so much other things going on. These guys just kind of, we all gel together, and it's like a college atmosphere, to be honest. And you know, when you were playing in college, those were the funnest days because you were just playing for the love of the game. And that's kind of how it is now.
How do you...
Changes come every year in an off season for a team. Do you envision a lot of changes defensively going to the offense?
I mean, I don't know. That's not my job, and I honestly don't even want to look that far. I'm about to enjoy my offseason, go on vacation, and be able to sleep in and do all that good stuff. So whatever happens with that is out of my control.
What are you playing?
Going to the West Coast, going to Mexico, going to Turks and Caicos. I like to travel and do as much as I can in my little time off. So it'll be busy and relaxing.
You didn't have the numbers this year that you did last year. Overall, what do you think you did this season?
I thought I played well. Statistically wise, you know, I don't know what the totals were, but, you know, from the standpoint of me being consistent in the things that I look at, which is technique, and I say that all the time, I think I did better than I did last year, to be honest.
This is just naturally easier second year under the system, being able to pick up some things that you were kind of learning on the fly a bit last year?
Yeah, I mean, you're supposed to improve every year. That's the only way to be better than you were in the league. You know, everybody's evolving and getting better every year. And, you know, it's key for us to kind of take what happened this year individually and as a team to get better and, you know, get over the 10-6 hump because it wasn't good enough this year to make the playoffs. And ultimate goal is to win the Super Bowl, so we got to get that ready.
What does this team have to do?
Not by the numbers. Most of the people on the outside see the numbers.
Don't look at it. I mean, you know, you can't get caught up in that type of stuff. You know, you learned at an early age not to read your newspaper clippings because, you know, just as soon as you get up to the top or feel like you've arrived, you get knocked down quick in this league. And coaches say that time and time again, and that's important for a player to just kind of stay consistent, focus on what you got to focus on, and, you know, be ready for the next challenge.
What does this team have to do to go from being good at 10-6 to being great, to being a Super Bowl-level team?
I think we got to focus on the details. I think, you know, that's pretty much the only thing that's missing, in my opinion, is the details. You know, we got a bunch of talented guys, and we work hard, and we do the right things. But in the key situations, you know, we don't get that play, or we don't make the play that we need, and it just comes down to the details and the fundamentals, every single play. And that's real cliche to say, taking it one play at a time, but that's legitimately what it is in this league. You know, you see every game that it always comes down to the end, to the fourth quarter. Nobody ever just wins by a big margin in this league, and I think – you know, it was just a couple plays here or there, and we could be looking at us, you know, having a first-round bye or being in the playoffs or whatever it is. So, you know, those are the things that I think we need to work on, and I'll be working on specifically this offseason.
What do you think of the position group overall heading into next season?
I think we developed chemistry this season. I think, you know, we started off kind of slow turnover-wise. You know, Malcolm had three big ones early, but then picked it up a little bit later in the end. And, you know, I think we had some good games leading down, you know, this past game in particular to kind of carry us over and know that, you know, we can do some good things. We just got to be persistent and consistent.